The state is considering combining three successful programs, the Renewable Portfolio Standard, or RPS, the Systems Benefit Charge, and the Energy Efficiency Portfolio Standard, into one revenue stream, the Clean Energy Fund. The advocates say that the state's funding for energy efficiency and renewable energy has been successful, but they believe that while New York is actively looking to move away from the public incentives and grants-based approach, it should maintain its commitments through 2015 to clean energy goals and programs by extending them an additional 10 years. Dave Gall is with the Pace Energy and Climate Center.
To guide this transition to this new market-based approach, this group of advocates thinks that New York should establish these clear public policy goals so that regardless of whether you continue with some of the state incentive programs or if we take this new markets approach that the administration wants to pursue, you end up in the right place.
Gall outlines aggressive but achievable goals for efficiency and renewables the advocates believe New York should establish.
Maintain its commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by the year 2050. We're also calling for the establishment of some other shorter-term goals, 10-year goals, trying to meet 20% of the state's electricity demand by the year 2025 through energy efficiency. Another goal that we believe should help guide this transition should be setting a 50% goal for getting our electricity from renewable energy by 2025.
Alliance for Clean Energy Executive Director Ann Reynolds emphasizes there should be a commitment to RPS funding.
When you assign a value to carbon reductions, the benefits are $9 to 1 or $5 to 1, depending on what you set as the cost of carbon, the social cost of carbon. But in all cases, it's a net benefit to New Yorkers. It's resulted in 56 renewable energy projects under the main tier. That's the larger type projects. Overall, it's been a great benefit to New York.
As New York explores how to amend and extend these critical energy programs, the clean energy advocates promise they'll provide more detailed recommendations to state officials. The New York State Energy and Research Development Authority responded to a request for comment by email, saying in part, "To realize the vision stated in the state's draft state energy plan of an energy system that is on the pathway to 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, the state will consider and implement new approaches to scale up the deployment of renewable energy and energy efficiency. The need to scale clean energy for increased deployment is a key principle that NYSERDA is taking into account in the development of a clean energy fund proposal." The Cuomo administration did not respond to requests for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.